Chapter 14, The Enemies. From the code talkers who had been on the canal, I also learned more about our enemies. During training, it had sometimes seemed as if I was going off to fight monsters, not human beings. But for Bill and Sam, during those first days on Guadalcanal, those enemies were faceless. Zeros swooped in to attack. Sticks of high explosives fell swishing from two-engine bombers, including one old plane that came over every night. Its two engines were so out of sync that its sound was like no other aircraft. Everyone called that plane Washing Machine Charlie, Sam said. Shells landed all around them, mortars and 75s from enemy batteries. They heard the crack of the 25 caliber rifles of hidden snipers. It sounded very different from our own M1s. But they didn't see any Japanese soldiers themselves. At least not alive. There were plenty of bodies. Taking care of the American dead was the first priority in combat. And as a result, the bodies of the Japanese soldiers were often left unburied for days. Those corpses were a fearful thing for Navajos to see. You know, grandchildren, our tradition tells us that we must avoid the bodies of those who have died. A bad spirit sometimes remains around the corpse. To even look upon the body of a dead person may make you sick. If someone dies inside a hogan, that hogan is abandoned forever. Some white people who knew a little about our beliefs wondered if we'd be able to stand it. Would the Navajos just break down as soon as they actually saw dead people? I admit that it wasn't easy for us, grandchildren. We did find it deeply disturbing to look on the bodies of the dead, to step over them, even in some sad cases, to share a foxhole for a whole night with a slain comrade. But we had been trained as Marines. Long before going into battle, we'd known we'd have to see and even touch the dead. We did our duty. The enemy soldiers did their duty too. One of their first duties was to fight to the death. Even if a Japanese soldier was captured and his rifle taken from him, he would still try to attack his captors with a hidden knife. Many years later, after the war, I read a translation of the Imperial Japanese Army Instruction Manual. Their warrior's code of Bushido required them to always follow five rules of combat. 1. Obey without question or hesitation. 2. Always take the offensive. 3. Surprise the enemy whenever possible. 4. Never retreat. 5. Never surrender. Eventually, Sam and Bill told me, a few Japanese prisoners were taken at Guadalcanal. Most were common laborers, not soldiers. They were lower class, uneducated Japanese who'd been taken from their homes in Japan and forced by their army to work building the airfield. They were pathetic, Bill McCabe said, small men who looked lost and sad, not monsters at all. When we saw them, Sam added, we realized that our enemies were just human beings.